For people of color in Alaska, finding a professional who knows how to care for their curls can be challenging. With that in mind, One Anchorage Barbershop is creating a space where haircuts, education, and community can come together. Alaska Public Media's Maiwa Aina has the story.
Checking in for an appointment at Hair Science Barbershop, you're greeted by a friendly staff member and a solid bust of the Marvel superhero, Black Panther. There's also a Black Panther mural just behind the front desk and another one looming large over the washbowls where hair gets shampooed and conditioned.
Like, Black Panther was everything for me, so so we just got a lot of that going on to retire our culture in. And most people think it's super dope, you know, and I think it's something that makes us unique, you know.
Sean Item is the owner and operator of Hair Science, which he opened in 2008. Item's story is similar to that of a lot of Black men who grew up going on weekly Saturday barbershop visits with their dads and letting friends practice shape-ups on their hairlines. He says the barbershop is a space that defines his identity.
Like, you know, barbershops are a pillar in the Black community, you know, so, like, I learned how to be a man, and about partly, you know, in a barbershop, you know, how men talk to each other, how they conversate, you know, the arguments about sports, about who's the best and best rappers, all that stuff, politics, religion, we talked about it all in the barbershop.
There are several Black-owned barbershops in Anchorage, but the culture dripping from the walls of Hair Science is part of what makes this one unique, says Katie Item, Sean's wife.
You know, Sean's vision in this shop is being unapologetically Black. Like, this is our shop, so we can have Black Panther everywhere, and, you know, we're not really worried about it rubbing people the wrong way, because that's, it represents us.
She says while the shop serves anyone who wants a haircut, representation of Black culture helps people who walk in feel comfortable and confident. As a hairstylist herself, Katie says many stylists rarely get trained on diverse hair care to begin with.
Most mannequin heads that a lot of these schools get is white hair. But, you know, Alaska is so diverse. It's not just white hair in the world. There's Black hair, too, and Polynesian hair, Hispanic hair, like so many different types of hair.
That's part of why Item says he added an educational component to Hair Science, opening a barber school within the shop in 2014 to help train up the next generation of barbers.
I saw that it could be better education for barbers in Alaska. They shouldn't have to go travel remotely. They shouldn't have to go pay exorbitant tuitions out of state just to be able to get a good training.
28-year-old Tiana Benjamin is a current student barber. She has been learning and working at Hair Science for just over a year.
Ever since I was younger, I always find it fascinating for those transitions, for somebody to come in and their hair is not cut, and then you cut their hair, and it's like, wow, it's like a transformation. So.
But beyond learning how to properly cut hair, Benjamin says working with Item has taught her that haircuts and community building go hand in hand.
You know, it's not just about the haircut. It's really about the experience that you get while you're here. He wants to leave his mark on it, you know, make it legendary. And I think that's really awesome.
And for Item, creating that legendary experience is inextricably linked to who he is as a person.
You know, I am a Black man. I'm very proud of that. But I definitely wanted to make an environment that was conducive to any and all, being able to come in here, get their service, but also feel comfortable while they're doing that.
In the shop, there's another piece of interesting decoration, a championship belt crowning Item the People's Champ. It was given to him by other local barbers. He says it's a constant reminder of what a simple haircut and a welcoming space can do for a community.
What's up, man? You dressed up? I'll see you, boy!
In Anchorage, I'm Maiwa Aina.